on earth do you even become a professional sand sculptor? Do you start with a bucket and spade down on the beach and think, I think I can do better than this?
That's not really my background, but it's interesting. I did do a lot of stuff on the beach when I was younger, but having three brothers, we never really got anything finished. There's a lot of competition. So, no, I was lucky to be exposed to it when a few years ago through a work association, and it intrigued me because I'd never seen it before, and my reaction was the same as what the general public is, I can't believe it's just sand. It's not possible to do that. But once you actually understand the background behind it, it's quite interesting. And yeah, I just sort of drifted into it and was given an opportunity to learn. And now I do it as a profession.
And you say you do it as a profession. I mean, how do you make money doing something like this?
Well, industry in Australia, it's not a huge industry, but there's not a lot of people in it as well. So generally what happens is a job will become available, such as this, the competition, and we're all contractors. So what they do is they will determine the amount of days to take to finish a job. They'll determine how many sculptors they need. So they'll then say to whoever they want on the project, you know, there's 2 or 3 days here or wherever it is. And depending on experience, of course, is depending on your pay. But yeah, you can make a reasonable living out of it.
And just like when you used to do this with your brothers, there's a competition involved, because this is a competition, isn't it? This is the Australian Championships.
It is indeed, yes. A bit of friendly rivalry, I'd say. I mean, we're all, I would regard most of these guys as friends, obviously work colleagues as well, but yeah, there's a bit of friendly rivalry, and it's always nice to see the creative ideas of other people as well. I mean, that's the really good thing about this industry, is you can always learn new techniques, but also how other people express their creativity is always interesting.
Standing here on the Surface Paradise foreshore, just north of the Cavill, or just south, in fact, of Cavill Mall, it just looks like a sand pit at the moment, surrounded by a wooden box. 40 tonne of sand is being dumped here today. What are you going to make, Peter?
This is actually going to be our big display piece. This will be a pirate village. So it'll be a carved 360 degrees, so it'll be a whole sculpture, not just the front. And that'll start evolving from Monday after the competition for the individual ones has finished, and Kevin and I will carve that right through the week till Sunday next week.
So the Kevin you refer to is Kevin Crawford, the 11-time world champion sand sculptor. Now tell me, what's it like working beside him, Peter?
It's actually, from my professional point of view, it's fantastic. I haven't had a lot of opportunity to work directly with him. We did a job not long ago, actually late last year, which was the first time I'd actually spent a block of time working with him. And he's an amazing person to watch. He's effortless.
So the pounding of the sand, that sounds like it's just laying the foundations, just like you're making a sandcastle on the beach.
It is to a degree. I mean, it's a mechanical process, which is fairly similar to what you do, as you say. When you're stacking wet sand at the beach, you pat it down with your hands. Well, this is just the mechanical version. So it just really increases the density and makes the sand a very, very solid but pliable medium.
Those pounders are pretty handy, though. How much are they compacting the sand for you?
In terms of what the sand would finish like, the sand here is quite moist. We'll run the whackers over it right to the final form. But if the forms were stripped off and it was just left in the sun for a month, you could hit it with a shovel or a crowbar and you wouldn't do any damage to it at all. That's how hard it goes. So the incredible density.
And tell me about the sand, because it is special. It's not just from the local beach. You haven't just nicked it from Surface Paradise.
It's actually a quarried sand. So they call it a Brickies loam. There's various different types of sand. This is more of a white sand, and it's actually very, very strong. Quite a fatty sand, so it'll be very sticky. It's very easy to repaste back on, a bit like clay modelling. There is local sand here on Gold Coast, but it's a lot dirtier, so it's more of a browner colour, so we thought this is much nicer visually.
You started by saying that your brothers used to knock your sandcastles down. Is it possible that anyone could come along in the middle of the night and knock these down?
It is a factor, unfortunately. You know, sometimes we do get that, but it's more the weather that is our biggest enemy. If we get really, really heavy rain, it does cause problems, because it is just sand. We can only do what we can do.